Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News. God's Lone Watchman is now on the air. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. I am a bit of a cowboy, but I'm God's cowboy, don't you know? Praise the Lord, my friends, and welcome to tonight's program. Thanks for tuning in. Be an informed Christian, and listen to Science Radio whenever you can. The Prophecy News Behind the News, The End Times, hosted by Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, called and ordained by God, not men. Speaking to the remnant of God and the peoples of the earth, the last day's signs, the end times, are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Now for tonight's Last Days, End Times, quick Bible study, King James Version, as always. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1, 2, and 3. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye not be soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Watchman comment? That word beseech means to question. And the question is, do you know there is a second and last coming that will be soon, when all his saints will gather to meet Yahweh in the air? Amen. Also part of that question is the statements to be not shaken in your minds by moving away from a normal and happy state while waiting. Do not be troubled by a spirit or a word or letter, but to stand firm in the joy of the faith, not letting anyone deceive you by any means, be it by any of those things in the verse, and it could even be extended to false preachers, teachers, and the changed, corrupted modern Bible translations. As I always say, get you an original King James Version. It's not that hard to understand, and unless you read Hebrew, it is the most accurate English translation. So let no man or translator deceive you, and understand we are in the falling away today with a man of sin, the Antichrist, the son of perdition, is about to be revealed very soon, and that's the true truth. The day of Christ is at hand. Hallelujah, amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Enough said, get right and get ready. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
Do not hold back the light. Do not hold back the light that shineth from you, saith the Lord. Hide it not. Covereth it not, but it let it come forth, saith the Lord. Yes, there will be those who will hide in shame because of the light that shineth from you. But many who have been fearful and have been looking for a safe place will come unto the light that shineth from you. For my glory is in that light, saith the Lord. And my glory shall shine upon all those who would come forth, bringing them strength, granting them courage, and giving them hope in a life that is without hope and without courage. Your light shall be as a mighty fortress, for they shall come and they shall abide under the shadow that you offer unto them. A place of rest, a place of peace, and a place of truth. If you do not shine, saith the Lord, there places that people can come to, and many will die. But if you shine your light, many shall be saved, even in this last hour, saith the Lord.
Now, tonight's True Truth Prophecy Quick Bible Study from the third chapter of Acts, King James Version. My, on this program, don't you know you get the true truth right from God's holy word, not doctrines of men or any other twisting of the scripture. Acts chapter 3, verses 18 through 20. But those things which God before had shewed by the mouth of his prophets that Christ should suffer, he has so fulfilled. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you. Watchman comment, it is so, don't you know, that repentance and conversion many times come from listening to the mouth of the prophets. Verse 38, as they prophesied Christ would suffer, and it was fulfilled, my friends. Conviction of sin brings repentance, and confession of those sins brings salvation. When the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, Christ Jesus is about to return, don't you know? Yahweh will send him one last time, and it will be the Christ who came once before as a babe in a manger, called the Kinsman Redeemer, to save the souls of men. But. This time, however, verse 20, the Christ that comes is a fully grown warrior called Kinsman Avenger, to avenge all the wrong done to his own chosen who had received his salvation. All sin will be eradicated, and Christ will establish his new kingdom where he will once more rule and reign with men. Hallelujah, amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. The time is right. The day of Christ is at hand. Amen. So get right and get ready. Philip from Ohio obeyed the Spirit of the Lord, and he is our WOW Walk on Water sponsor for tonight's program. Father, bless Brother Philip. Lord, as he has been so faithful to your touching of his heart and supporting your Signs radio program consistently. And thank you, Lord, for touching his heart once again. As also bless all the listeners tonight, Lord. Amen. Once more, Brother Mort, if you are listening, this will be the last time I will announce it. I have no other way to contact you. If you will write me again or call my recorder with your address, I will respond. But you need not send an offering, brother. I just need to get your address so I can respond to you. Let's pull some right out of the fire together tonight. Luke chapter 24, verses 47 and 48. But that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem, and ye are witnesses of these things. These were the instructions of Jesus just before he was carried up in heaven. Verse 52. Now the prophecy news behind the news, with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs radio programming. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. This week, a senior USA Supreme Court judge, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, was hobnobbing with the Egyptian news in Egypt, and she made some absolutely astounding comments. Please listen carefully to this audio clip of part of that conversation as it took place live on Egyptian TV as U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg trashes the U.S. Constitution.
It's really a pleasure to be talking to you, Your Honor, here today. Would Your Honor, Honor's advice be to get or use other countries' constitutions, maybe the United States or other countries, as a model?
You should certainly be aided by all the constitution writing that has gone on since the end of World War II. I would not look to the U.S. Constitution if I were drafting a constitution in the year 2012. I would not look to the U.S. Constitution. I would not look to the U.S. Constitution. I might look at the Constitution of South Africa.
What on earth does South Africa's Constitution have to do with the United States of America or any other nation for that matter? America's founding fathers were smart enough to give us a lasting Constitution. And Ginsburg, a Democrat, as well as a complete abomination administration, and all these characters in Washington want to change that. even if they have to sell out America to do it, so they can gain control of the United States of America. This is now a world elitist operation, a 666 end times last day's sign. Amen.
I would not look to the U.S. Constitution if I were drafting a constitution in the year 2012. I would not look to the U.S. Constitution. I would not look to the U.S. Constitution.
My. Do you believe me now? Continuing. FDA approves implantable VeriChip RFID tracking microchips for implantation into women's breasts. Following the international breast implant scare involving breast implants from French company Polyimpact Proteus, which used industrial silicone, not medical silicone, for its breast implants to decrease costs. Watchman comment, any excuse to implant humans with this very possible version of a 666 mark of the world beast system. My. Continuing. Scientists concerned as continuing plagues of jellyfish are taking over the world's oceans. Changes in populations of jellyfish and similar sea organisms do have important consequences for local marine ecology and could be affected by human activity. The growing impacts of humans on the oceans, including overfishing and climate change, have been suggested as possible causes of this apparently alarming trend. Continuing. Worldwide malaria deaths almost twice as high as previously estimated. The research published in the British medical journal The Lancet suggests 1.24 million people died from the mosquito-borne disease in 2010. While most deaths were among young children and in Africa, the researchers noted a higher proportion of deaths among older children and adults than previously estimated. Continuing. The Gospel according to Saint Obama. Obama shamelessly wraps his left-wing socialist political agenda in the gospel of Jesus Christ. If Obama had said, Michelle and I, inspired by the gospels, have decided to give our wealth to the poor, he could have a Christian argument, but he's not going to do that. But of course, that is not his public policy position. He is proposing to take other people's wealth, like yours and mine, although most of us are pretty poor, but he's after other people's wealth that are better off than we are, under the threat of fines or imprisonment, to give it to those Saint Obama deems needy. Continuing. Obama's abominations accelerate. By ineptness and worse, by deliberate design, Barack Hussein Obama daily makes his nation weaker abroad, less free, and more authoritarian. And at home, the USA is economically more feeble, and in the civic realm, more bitterly divided than ever. Obama's broadsides against religious liberty are only a part of his radical transgressions against the U.S. Constitution, and of course the Bible, but I added that. Continuing, this is a man who has no interest in serving the United States that most of us know and love. Instead, he's a man who, by hook, or definitely by crook, serves a despicable vision of the utterly foreign America he wants to impose on us. Four more years of this guy in power, and America is doomed. Continuing. Congress calls for accelerated use of drones in USA. A House Senate conference report called on the administration to accelerate the use of civilian unmanned aerial systems, UASs, or drones in U.S. airspace. The pending authorization bill for the Federal Aviation Administration directs the Secretary of Transportation to develop within 9 months a comprehensive plan to safely accelerate the integration of civil unmanned aircraft systems into the national airspace system of America as soon as practicable, but not later than September 30, 2015. Watchman comment, for what reason? There is none except dominance and control of American civilians. Continuing. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Massive waves of tropical cyclones cause greater and greater damage. The United States and China will be hardest hit, incurring $25 billion and $15 billion, respectively. This prophetic word I spoke Saturday, June 5, 2010.
Yea, saith the Lord, I shall stretch my hand out upon the earth, and I shall touch the earth in a way I've never touched it before. Though I have dealt with things in the past, I will now deal with them more harshly, saith God. For sin abounds upon the earth, like in the days of old when I looked down and I saw the sin, and I opened up the earth and I swallowed its inhabitants. You shall soon see my work. Pay attention to it, understand it, and acknowledge it, saith the Lord. For the things you see coming upon the earth are of my hand, though it will appear that the hand of man has done it. No, it is of my hand, saith God. For nothing can be done that I do not allow. So turn, turn, O wicked earth, from your wicked and evil ways. Turn back to me, saith God. For the destruction that cometh is of your own doing, saith the Lord.
Continuing, Congress is demanding that the FAA make room for the U.S. drone fleet overseas. A House Senate conference report called on the administration to accelerate the use of civilian unmanned aerial systems or drones in the U.S. airspace. Now with ground operations concluded in Iraq and scheduled to end in Afghanistan by 2014, those new drones will be coming home to do what? Well, to spy on Americans, don't you know? Continuing, New York City mayor goes after guns again. Billionaire and possible homosexual, New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg spent considerable time in front of TV cameras talking about the Super Bowl. The mayor also seized that opportunity to continue to push his personal agenda to add more restrictions on the ownership of guns. Continuing, Fukushima, Japan, here we go again. Tokyo Electric Power, TEPCO, said Monday, February 6, that the water temperature in the number 2 reactor at the stricken Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant had risen from 45 degrees on January 27 to 69.2 degrees. TEPCO said it was injecting 9.5 tons of water into the reactor compared to the usual 1 ton per hour. Watchman comment, more radiation headed for the oceans and around the world. Americans, we are being radiated every single day now. What can you do about it? Well, if you're Christian, you can pray, my friends. Pray, pray, pray. Amen. Continuing. In an interview, USA President Barack Hussein Obama said he saw no grounds for rumors that Iran may be planning an attack on the United States. We don't see any evidence, he said, that they, Iran, have those intentions or capabilities right now. My, my, my. End Obama quote. Watchman comment. Let's see. The U.S. has attacked Islam in Kuwait, Afghanistan, Iraq, etc. Is not Iran an Islamic state? Well, no reason to attack America. Also, a number of experts do not rule out that the diplomatic spat with Iran and unilateral U.S. and EU sanctions may develop into a full-scale military conflict. That might be the lie to end all lies, my friends. Continuing. Illuminati behind global government. Every major political, economic, and social crisis for over the last century has been planned and implemented by an international banking elite guarded by occult forces through Luciferian groups like the Illuminati. I realize that by saying these words, I risk alienating some people by proposing what they believe to be a fairy tale-like conspiracy theory. I will make no apologies for what I say, for it is based on years of research and fact-finding. Continuing, FBI warns of threat from anti-government extremists. FBI classifies anti-government citizens as terrorist threats. Anti-government extremists opposed to taxes and regulation pose a growing threat to local law enforcement officers in the United States, the FBI is warning. These extremists, sometimes known as sovereign citizens, believe they can live outside any type of government authority, FBI agents said. Sovereign citizens often express particular outrage at tax collection, putting Internal Revenue Service employees at risk. Watchman comment, my, oh my, sovereign citizens are folks like you and I, don't you know, who have a sovereign constitutional right to address tax and other concerns that we have. Do you believe me now about the coming police state? Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Amen. Continuing. Obama quote, I am a Christian fighting for social justice. Close Obama quote. USA President Obama claims he is a Christian, as Obama craftily tries to link Christianity with Islam. Obama spoke about his so-called Christian faith during the prayer breakfast in the White House in Washington last February 2nd. Obama, quote, "I know the version of that golden rule is found in every major religion and every set of beliefs, from Hinduism to Islam to Judaism and to the writings of Plato." Watchman comment, "Obama mixes and matches the scriptures, which clearly say that is wrong." This is a quote of a Hitler speech on April 12, 1922. Hitler, quote, "As a Christian, I have no duty to allow myself to be cheated, but I have the duty to be a fighter for the truth and justice." Close Hitler, quote. My. Sound familiar? Continuing. Bold Alligator, 2012. A drill of 20,000 troops on the U.S. East Coast for a Persian Gulf action, or so they say. Some 20,000 Marines, seamen, and air crews from half a dozen countries, a U.S. nuclear aircraft carrier strike group, and three U.S. Marine gunship carriers were practicing for an attack on a fictitious mechanized enemy division which has invaded. French, British, Italian, Dutch, Australian, and New Zealand military elements were included in the drill. Over large stretches of coastal terrain in Virginia, North Carolina, and Florida, and the Atlantic Ocean. My, something's up, isn't it? Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Stay tuned for another True Truth quick Bible study as the program finishes. My dear friends, please take the time to write me, if you would, this week, and when you do, please pray about including a love offering, no matter how small, to meet the need to help keep Signs on the Air. Sending cash is the easiest way for small offerings. Just wrap it up so it cannot be seen through the envelope. Pray over it and send it. Yahweh can get it through. Amen. And you will know I received it if you put an address on that envelope that I can respond to or inside the envelope. If you want to walk in faith and be anonymous, just leave your address off. I received a letter like that this week with $20 from Virginia. Thank you, my friend. Bless you, whoever you are. Are there any WOW, W-O-W, Walk on Water faith walkers listening tonight? If so, do you enjoy this program enough to support it in faith to help keep Signs on the Air? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." Let me repeat, Signs is not a 501c3 government-connected ministry, and therefore gifts are not tax-deductible. That's not the Bible way anyway, is it? It sure isn't. Just write Signs, spelled S-I-G-N-S-P-O, Box 122, Town is Lyle, L-I-S-L-E, New York, abbreviate N-Y, zip 13797. That address we'll repeat in a moment. The Bible is how we live free in an unfree world. Now for tonight's ending True Truth quick Bible study from the King James Version. Stay tuned for some call-ins. Ezekiel chapter 9, verses 4 through 6. "And the Lord said unto him, Go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that be done in the midst thereof. And to the others he said in mine hearing, Go ye after him through the city, and smite. Let not your eye spare, neither have ye pity. Verse 6, Slay utterly old and young, both maids and little children and women, but come not near any man upon whom is the mark, and begin at my sanctuary." Watchman comment. Now, I know many of you did not know the Bible said that, but let me tell you that God protects his own. There is a mark of the beast world system, and there is a mark of God. So this word in Hebrew is translated mark in the King James Version in the verses I just read. Understand, this ancient Hebrew mark that was on the foreheads of righteous men who grieved over abominations in the Lord's name was identified by a Hebrew word. When it was written, it looked amazingly like a cross and a nail. Interesting? Since the prophet is told to pass over all those that had that mark, beginning at the Lord's sanctuary, which could mean some in the Lord's sanctuary were not marked with God's mark, don't you know? As the Bible clearly teaches, there are tares amongst the wheat, meaning there are sinners amongst the saints. So, okay, you go to church. Are you a sinner or a saint? Because just going to church will not save your soul. Your sorrow and weeping over the abominations in the Lord's world, even in his body, confirm the mark which is upon you, sinner or saint. If it is saint, then wear the sign, the mark, with honor, glorifying in it and carrying your cross faithfully to the end. If the mark on you is sinner, don't you think it's about time you came out from among the saints and truly become a saint yourself? Hiding as a sinner in church will not keep you out of hell. No, it won't. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now are preached all their call in a church service by Pastor Fox.
Don't run and hide on the mountain. Don't run away from God. Occupy till he comes. Hold your ground. Jesus is Lord. If you don't know him today, ask forgiveness. Ask him for a pure heart, and he'll be your Savior now. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Thank you, brother. I pray that they heeded what you had to say. Now, please tune in again to Signs International Radio, my friends, for when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days that you live in today. No, no, no. Instead, you will be blessed, and you will be ready. So as I always say, get right and get ready. Please tune in, frequency 5070 at 7 p.m. Eastern, this coming Wednesday night, for a fresh program. Many are saying 5070 at 7 p.m. Wednesday nights Eastern Time, you calculate your time, is coming in loud and clear. Thanks for tuning in tonight to Signs International Radio, my friends. Whether you're listening on the shortwave or whether you're listening by podcast or internet or downloads, this program is here to be a blessing to you and is truly a worldwide program. I make the effort to do the research for you, so will you make the effort to write or call me back to bless me? Here is the address again more quickly so you can check what you wrote down before. SIGNSPO Box 122 LISLENY 13797. Now my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear tonight's program. When I know you are listening, it helps keep Signs on the air. It truly does. Thanks for your call. Here's the number. 1-6-0-7. Don't forget to tell me your state. 201. Knowing your state is important. 5-6-6-3. Repeating. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thank you so much, my friends, for tuning in tonight. I sure did appreciate you being here with me on Signs International Radio. Remember, you are loved.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Please pray about sending your wow offering this week, no matter how small, as it all adds up to keep Signs on the air. And that's the true truth. Amen. Thanks. Blessings and Maranatha. Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.